Right, also, I was in Boots earlier. Other chemists are available. Okay.
Right.
Paying for my shower gel at the counter. And there's a big advert.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture of Callum Best in a kind of tuxedo and slightly undone tie.
Right.
Right, black and white. Advertising his new fragrance. Callum. What would that smell like, do you think?
I don't know, I can say, can I?
Sweaty, do you?
Who would wear that? Why would you want to smell like Callum Best?
That's exactly what the people in the queue were saying. Everyone was like, what's he famous for? What has he got a perfume out for? I tell you what, though, there's a gap in the market now. Now that Jade's one's been swept off the shelves.
Are you going to launch one, then?
I think we should.
Mills.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Treacle for men. So it's this time of the week when we get all the new celebrity magazines. We just kind of have a bitch through them. So it's definite no to Janice Battersby, even without the new slimline figure.
Yeah, she still doesn't do it for me.
All right, just check him. What was Jade's perfume called? Sorry, it's like the perfume doesn't exist anymore. What is it called? Is it shh?
I don't know. I have no idea. You're looking at the wrong person.
Shh. Mine, I think, and a lot of people would actually wear my scent.
There is some interest in it. Yeah.
And apparently Callum Best's one is very popular. I never said it wasn't. I'm just saying, I don't know, I'd be interested to know what that smells like. What would mine smell like?
What would you like? Well, you can choose. What would you like it to smell like?
I'd like it, I just want it to be called Good Morning for Men. And I'm imagining some kind
Good Morning for Men? Yeah, I can see that working.
Good morning for men. I'm imagining the advert to be, I don't know, what do you think? In black and white.
Mm. Would you like me in it in just a pair of boxer shorts?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I'm imagining me on a bed.
Yeah, but you on a bed with linen sheets, wouldn't it?
Or maybe on a sea kind of thing, on a shore somewhere with the waves crashing down on me.
On a pedalo.
What, and you?
Not on a pedalo.
You on a pedalo?
On a banana boat.
being pulled along behind. There you go. That's your advert. National
Radio. Just having quite a complex conversation about what Good Morning, my new fragrance, will smell like.
Mm.
I think it should be unisex as well, not just for men. The girls can have a bit as well. What was it, CK1?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Right. I think you're setting your standards a little bit high to start with.
For men and for women.
It's going to be the new CK1, is it?
Mm.
And what is it going to smell of? Do you have any idea?
Stale Pinot Grigio.
That's what I was... Yeah, I think there has to be some Pinot Grigio in there somewhere.
Mm. And maybe some slight body odour.
What, yours?
Whatever.
I don't think that'd mix well with the Pinot Grigio, to be honest.
It has to be stale Pinot, though. You know, sometimes when I come into work, that smell.
Yes, I do know that smell. Do you think it's possible that it could be combined with some kind of tanning product as well? So you could squirt it, smell of Pinot Grigio. Well,
it could be like a tinted moisturiser.
Yeah.
Well, like that holiday skin stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
So a tinted perfume.
Yeah, you could be tanned and smell of me.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Just in two places where you spray it.
Yeah.